Yeah, I can't speak highly enough about them, but they don't have an actual shelter. They run everything through brain farts.
Another...
fucking the dog lives at the people's goddamn houses. Cut that shit out. You're gonna edit this motherfucker.
Like adoption or foster?
No, they're foster homes. God foster damn it. Home? Yeah, so the animal...
Hold on, edit point.
And... Yeah, you know they don't
Dan's
have
not cutting that out.
That can go on the newsletter.
It'll be an outtake.
Newsletter.
More than likely.
I'd love to talk about Broken Goblet beer all day, but I just had recently Terrapin's straw or watermelon gosa. Holy smokes, man.
I haven't had it.
I really felt that. It was one of the, like, you know, I'm a layman in terms of beer. I've certainly just been working in bars and restaurants for so long, but it's like top five tastiest things in recent memory. It was so juicy. Really briny, salty briny, such juice in the nose, on the tongue. Watermelon, yeah, gosa. Do you say gosa?
Gosa, yeah.
Gosa.
Gosa. Wake me up before you gosa.
Nice.
Yeah. Terrapin is one of Steph's favorite breweries, I believe.
No, it's actually one of my very least favorite breweries.
Yeah, how come? Can I ask?
I have never had a Terrapin beer that I've liked, although I don't believe I've ever had that one, so maybe that could change me.
Yeah, maybe.
I've never...
Steph just hates turtles. That's the thing.
Apparently.
I could see that.
Maybe. No, I like turtles.
I like turtles.
They taste good.
Mason-Dixon line.
I've never eaten a turtle.
Actually, neither have I. No,
I've heard that they are delicious. Did you know?
Oh God.
Here we go.
Snapper soup.
We're at this part of the episode. So,
did you know?
Nice. Nice. I'm a fan of that one. So, when, like, Charles Darwin and that whole, like, set were doing their expeditions to, like, the Galapagos Islands, they would bring back the giant turtle specimens, and they actually didn't have a Latin officially defined scientific name because they would never actually make it back because they were so delicious. They would actually cook and eat them.
No way.
Actually?
On the way... Fuck you. On the way back. And they were also very good for storing water because they had these big
vessels.
Bladders. Yeah, that we could... Once they, you know, were killed, you could actually store water in them and they would use them as water storage.
I love it.
And they couldn't resist eating them.
I often look at the groundhogs around here and think about similar things.
Storing water in them?
No.
Storing water in them and eating them.
Just thinking about, you know, when they send us to the FEMA camps finally, we're gonna be eating geese and fucking, you know, those little chubby cute groundhogs.
Groundhogs.
Anyway, it's a great show you have. I hope this...
Thank you. If the groundhog sees its shadow, it's lunch. If it doesn't, it's dinner.
Take that.
The other
Pencil
brown
tucky.
Meat.
GTK.
Huh?
Good to know.
TPK?
SDK?
Did you know that Tigger from Winnie the Pooh started saying TTFN?
Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, but like I feel like he coined that like
he did,
way
yeah.
before.
It was like the original whatever you call that.
Acronymatic.
Acronymatic. Acronymator.
Yeah.
The acronyminator.
Yeah.
The acronyminator.
Yeah.
Well, oh, wait.
That's the word.
So, Paul, are we ready to end this?
We have another beer, don't we?
I know. I was trying to give you the opportunity to say that.
Good segue.
And pause.
No pause, just save.
What's the word when you have like
is this
a really
bush?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, this is.
What's the word when you have
junior.
Bush?
Yeah, you cut me off. What's the word? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what it is.
What's the word?
What's the word when you have hair? It's a bush. Yeah, that's oh yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, I didn't finish the thought.
Just breathe in, breathe out.